Jeff, can you hear us okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. We are now joined by today's race-winning crew chief, Jeff Stankiewicz. Jeff, talk us through what it was like getting the number two in victory lane today and how you did it.
Yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking there at the end. I knew he had speed all day from the initial start. He did a nice job starting 14th and drove up second in that first stage. So he said the thing drove really well for him, had good drive. So I knew we had the speed, and then in that second stage there, when we did get the lead, we decided we were originally going to short pit the stage, and then we decided to go for playoff points. We've had some rough races here the last couple races and lost a lot of points, so we went for playoff points there in that second stage and just stayed out. I was confident he could drive back up to the front because he had already done it twice already at that point, and it just worked out for us. And then once he got the lead, once they all pitted there at the end, I knew we had enough buffer in between us, we were going to be okay until that caution came out. Then I started getting nervous because I know Brett was really, really fast. He was running some really fast lap times. But there at the end, I did feel like we were just as good as Brett, if not better. And I knew as long as we could stay in clean air, Sheldon was going to be all right. And he did a really nice job. Sheldon was patient all day, did a really nice job staying on the racetrack. I'm really proud of him. I know he's gotten beat up a lot for overdriving, being too aggressive, but he showed today that he can do this, and really proud of him. He did a good job, really proud of all the guys on his team. But, yeah, my heart rate was definitely up there at the end of that race.
Okay, we'll go to the media now for questions. Go ahead and kick it off, Marty.
Thank you. Jeff, congratulations on the win today. I saw as well that on social media a lot of teams were having alternator and battery issues. Did you guys have any issues with that today or any concerns or not really?
No, we did not have any issues. Unfortunately, we had that issue last week at Michigan. It was kind of had an alternator go bad on us, but all day long he made sure he turned all his fans off under caution, keep the volts down on low RPMs, and we fortunately did not have any alternator or voltage issues, so it worked out well for us today.
How do you guys look at Dover next weekend?
Pretty pumped about Dover. Sheldon ran really, really well there last year. Had a couple issues in the race, but he was really, really fast. We ran a K&N race together a few years ago there and was really fast. It's probably his favorite racetrack, so his confidence, especially after this win, will be up. But going into Dover, it's always up. So I feel really, really excited about Dover. Now that we get the opportunity to start up front, I think he's going to be really good. So I think it'll be a good race. I think we have a legit shot at going for two in a row here.
Appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeff, we're going to go to the chat for a question here. What tracks do you and the number two team have your eye on with just four races left of the regular season?
Really, like I said, Dover is probably our number one coming up. But if you look at all the tracks, he's had good success in, you know, Dover and Gateway. We won an ARCA race there at Gateway. He's been really fast there. He was really fast there in the truck last year as well, too. So I don't think there's any races coming up that I'm concerned about now, especially with how mature he's gotten on the racetrack. You know, he's doing a really good job. The trucks are getting better. The team's getting better. So I'm excited about every single race to the playoff and after that as well. So I feel confident about every one of them.
Do we have any final questions for Jeff? Okay, Jeff, thanks again for the time and congrats on the win.